Grace and mercy and peace be to you from God our Father and from our blessed Lord and Savior, our newborn King, Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas to you all in the name of our Lord Jesus. As we consider now, again, the words of the gospel reading, just a very small portion of it, from chapter Luke 2, verses 8 and 9. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. What do you fear this morning? What do you fear this morning? Two days ago, we, or at least I, were living in dread fear that we weren't going to have time to get ready for all the company that we were going to have this Christmas, some of whom are here with us this morning. The gift wrapping, house cleaning, getting beds ready, food preparation, all of that. You know the whole spiel. But that's nothing. That is nothing compared to the fears of many this morning over the terrible virus that has gripped the world, the financial fallout of all of that, maybe even the fear of now having to face life without someone that pandemic has taken away. Or how about the fears of people in places like the Ukraine this morning, with Russian troops amassing on their border and having to think more about war than about peace on this day. Others fear political upheaval. Some are afraid of loneliness. Some perhaps are afraid of the bills that are coming after Christmas, or health problems. The shepherds were filled with fear. Actually, the Greek says megaphobon, mega, big fear. The NIV, the ESV kind of misses that point. The shepherds were filled with big fear. This isn't the little stuff that they were afraid of. Not the mikros phobo, not the small fears like having to get your house ready for company. The shepherds were not dismayed about the price of sheep in the market. They were not fearful of unseen things that lurked in the darkness or threats. They were not alarmed by decrees from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. No, those things are mikros phobo, small fears. Oh, no. The shepherds were seeing angels dispatched from the throne of Almighty God. The glory of the Lord was shining around them as they watched their flocks by night. This was big fear. This, as the King James says, they were sore afraid. This is mega phobo. Big fear, as any of us would fear if we were confronted by angels and the glory of the Lord. This is a godly fear. This is fear that recognizes and acknowledges the presence of a holy God. It is a fear that tacitly confesses that because of who I am and my sin, I am not worthy to be in the presence of the holy God. Not only did the glory of the Lord light up the night, but as the glory of God always does, it strips us bare before God and exposes all of the darkness within so that nothing in us, nothing about us is hidden from God. The shepherds were not just fearful because of the sudden brightness in the sky, although that must have been very startling. But that's mikros phobon compared to their big fear. These shepherds were fearful like Adam was afraid when God came walking in the garden and he hid himself from God among the trees of the garden, afraid of God, knowing that to be in the presence of God was to be exposed as a sinner and to be subject to his wrath. This was holy fear when those angels appeared to the shepherds in their fields outside Bethlehem. And us, Well, we are certainly not shepherds, but we each do have our own vocations. Father, mother, son or daughter, or husband or wife, boss or worker, teacher, student, soldier, citizen, farmer, office worker, nurse, volunteer, accountant, firefighter, road worker, paramedic. We all have our vocations, just as the shepherds had theirs. And we live and we move and we have our being each day in whatever field or with whatever flock God has placed us. And whatever our vocation is, as often as we are confronted by the Word of God, the angel of the Lord appears to us, and the glory of the Lord shines around us. For what are angels but messengers? Messengers sent by God to declare His Word. His Word that is living and active and pierces to the division of soul and spirit. His Word which discerns the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. His Word which makes it so that no creature is hidden from God's sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. That's all in Hebrews chapter 4. You see, God's angel appears to us, and His glory shines around us every time we come face to face with the Word of God. Whether it's in church, or it's in a devotion, or it's up on a billboard. And this is why people have a natural aversion to anything that will expose them to the Word of God. Because they have this megaphobia. They have this big fear when it comes to God and His Word. They don't want their lives, or their attitudes, or their priorities to be challenged. They don't want their hearts, or their deeds, or their words, or their choices to be exposed as dark and sinful. And that kind of fear is the worst of all fear, because it prevents a person from hearing the big message that God wants us to hear, the message of good tidings and of great joy, the message of the angels that begins, "Fear not." You who are searching for cover for your nakedness, you who fear being exposed as sinful, you who are craving the love and the mercy and the fellowship of God, fear not. And then the angel says, "For behold, look here, pay attention. I know that you are fearful by nature of a holy God. But on this day, God has acted decisively, not to punish you, but to rescue you from your sin. He who created you, He who grieved mankind's turning away from Him, He wants all of you, all people, to be saved and to know life again as it was in the beginning, with fullness of joy in blessed fellowship with God. And so He, the Lord of heaven, came to this earth in the least frightening way of all, humbly as a baby. And this will be a sign. You will find that baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying where? In a manger? That's hardly something to fear, because God is coming in grace. He's coming in redeeming mercy. He comes as the perfect, meek, sacrificial lamb to take away the sins of the world and to silence forever the law's accusations against us. You know, we frail human beings, sometimes we have we have to cancel Christmas services or even Christmas family gatherings on account of bad weather or even pandemics. But on that first Christmas, God stretched out His mighty arm and He gave birth to His plan to cancel sin and fear forever. When the goodness and the loving kindness of God, our Savior, appeared, He saved us. Not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to His own mercy, through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that being justified by His grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. In Christ, there is no need to fear when a messenger of God is telling you the Word of God, when you are surrounded by the glory of the Lord in His presence. There is no need for you to slink away into the shadows when God's Word is proclaimed, even if it stings. There is no need for you to fear the prospect of standing before your Maker on that last day. By faith, you stand in Christ. You stand in His perfect love. And as St. John says, perfect love drives out all fear. God's greatest and final word to you is good news of great joy, a word of grace and of mercy, the word of the birth of your Savior. The Son of God Himself became flesh, naked and exposed in birth and in death, that He might cover you and swaddle you in the garment of His own righteousness. So, fear not. Fear not. And come to Christ. Come to Christ right here, now, this morning, in the Christ Mass, His Holy Supper. This meal that we are about to share is Christmas. Come then in repentant faith and receive Him who is born and who died to save you and to set you right with God again. And then, like those shepherds, leave this place and go back to your vocations, back to those fields wherever you labor, glorifying and praising God for what you have seen and heard of His love and making known to others what has been told to you. And fear not any day of your life. Fear not any disease. Fear not any trial or tempest or threat. Fear not the last day of your life. Fear not the day of judgment. Fear not your God. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. In His name, Merry Christmas. Amen. Amen. May the peace of God that is beyond all understanding guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.